Shalom to all. Today's Avzer Shalom Sochem Daf Pei Beis, and we're starting Pei Alpha Omid Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak, the 10th and the last parak of the Masechta, and the Vilnitzer Daf is on Samachas Amud Aleph. And today's Avzer sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Biakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now in this parak, we're going to be learning about a lot of practical things related to Seder night. So Moshe tells us Erev Sochem Samach Mincha, Erev Pesach, close to Mincha time. This Mincha Ktana, when there's just a little bit of time left during the day. This is 9 hours into the day, which is 3 hours before nightfall. Loi Yoichel Adam Achetechshach. A person's not allowed to eat until it gets dark. This is that he can have an appetite for Lel Seder, specifically for the matzah. Another din, Vafilu Pebez Amun Alf on top, Onisha Yisrael. Even the poorest person, Klal Yisrael, Lo Yechad Sheyesev, he's not allowed to eat until he reclines. There's a chiv of a seba, of reclining Seder night, and even a poor person has to recline. Furthermore, once we're on the topic of poor people, V'lo Yechzu Lo Ma'arba Kaisa Shal Yayin, they're not allowed to give him less than 4 cups of wine, Vafilu Min Atam Choy, even if he receives from Atam Choy. There's multiple levels of tzedakah. There's some people who receive from the kupa. Once a week, they receive a certain amount of money so they can get themselves food. Now, there's even a poorer person than that who has so little food, he doesn't even have food for 3 meals. He receives from the tamchoy, which is basically the communal food basket, every single day. They used to go around to the people of the town collecting random food items, and they distribute them to the poorest of the poor. So even such a person who receives from the tamchoy, the gabay tzedaka have to make sure that he gets 4 cups of wine for Seder night. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Erev Pesachim Samach Mincha v'chulu, says the Gemara, Masis is Reb Yudah, our Mishnah Shita is Reb Yudah. The Tani, we have a braisa in regards to Hilchas Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Mincha v'malon, Erev Shabbos from Mincha and onwards, lo yitam adam klum achetechshach. A person is not allowed to taste anything until it gets dark. Kadeshi comes to the Shabbos b'tayva, so he should come into Shabbos in a state of desire and being hungry for Sudas Shabbos. Divrei Reb Yudah, Shitas Reb Yudah. So it's just like our Mishnah that no tasting anything erev Pesach. However, Reb Yosa argues and he says, a person could eat and continue going until he's mashlim, until he finishes a suda, even though it's going into Shabbos. So that's machlokes number one between Reb Yudah and Reb Yosa. If a person is allowed to start their suda mincha time erev Shabbos, Reb Yudah says no, that's our Mishnah. Reb Yosef says yes, no problem, start Yisuda and even continue. And here's the second machloikes, mafsikin l'shabbos de Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah says that even if a person did start their Suda Erev Shabbos, once Shabbos comes, they have to stop. Whereas Reb Yosef and Reb Yosef says, ain't mafsikin, one doesn't have to stop, they're allowed to start their Suda and continue it all the way into Shabbos. Now, Maaser Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Yosef and Chalafta, there's a story of Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yosef and Chalafta, Shahayim Mesubin Erev Shabbos Ba'akai, they were in Akai, they were having a Suda Erev Shabbos, Vikit Shalayim HaShabbos, and then it became Shabbos, and Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Yosef and Chalafta, Reb Shimon Gamliel asked Reb Yosef Mechalafto, Ritzon Chashinifzak L'Shabbos, is it your will that we should stop for Shabbos? Should we stop right now because it's Shabbos? So Reb Yosef Mechalafto told him, Kol Yoyim Ha'yisim Mechabu Dvar L'Fnei Reb Yudah, every single day, meaning all the time, you always show importance to my words over Reb Yehudah. V'achshav Atam Mechabu Divrei Reb Yehudah B'fanai, and now you're showing more importance to Reb Yehudah's words over mine, because you're basically saying that we should go like Reb Yehudah and we should stop the Suda. And then he quoted a pasuk from Megillas Esther to express what he's trying to say. Hagam Lichbesh Hazamalka Imi B'Babayis. This is when Achashverosh was told by Esther that Haman wanted to destroy the Yidden, and I, Esther, am a Yid. Achashverosh didn't know what to do with himself, so he went out to the garden for a stroll to get some fresh air and to think about what his next step should be. He came back in and saw Haman on the bed, and it looked like he was attacking Esther, and that's what he said. Are you trying to conquer the queen with me in the house in front of me? And that's when Haman lost his head. So it's the same thing Reb Chalafta was telling Reb Shimon Gamliel. I'm here, and you're trying to show importance to Reb Yehuda's words right in front of me? As Amalei Reb Shimon Gamliel told him, Im Kain, if that's so, Loi Nafsik, we're not going to stop. Shloi Tikba Halacha B'Yisrael Reb Yehuda, so that the Halacha should not be established in Am Yisrael like Reb Yehuda. They didn't move from there until they set the halacha like Reb Yosi. Now Reb Yehuda says b'shem Shmuel, Zudiv Reb Yehuda Reb Yosa. This is machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosa. Aval Divrei Chachamim, what do the Chachamim hold? Pyrus map makadesh. Then when a person started a suda before Shabbos and now it's Shabbos, he doesn't have to stop and he's also not allowed to continue. What he does is he simply spreads a tablecloth. He's pyrus mapa over the bread over there and he makes kiddush. And that's basically signifying that we're continuing our suda, but the whole continuation is Sudas Shabbos. It's not our previous suda that we started during the week, is a Shabbos suda. So now we go back to eating Erev Shabbos. Ma'o lechol minei kisnin. Is a person allowed to eat kisnin, which is like mezainis, munchies, pretzels, rugelach, things like that? And ma'o lechol minei turgima. Is a person allowed to eat turgima? Could he have some meat or fruit as long as he doesn't wash for a suda? Basically, is a person allowed to have tayameh before Shabbos? But sorry about this. Reb Yudah Sacha, he washed up Erev Shabbos, he took a shower, he bathed, bitzaha or vitzacha, and then he got thirsty. Shalar Rav Mana, he asked Rav Mana, begin da not sachi. Since I'm thirsty, ma'o nishti, am I allowed to drink before Shabbos? Amalei, he told him, Tani Reb Chia. Reb Chia teaches, Asr la'adam litim klom achetechshach. A person's not allowed to taste anything until it gets dark. Now bringing this to Pesach, Amar Rebbe Levi says, Ha'ichel matzah b'erev Pesach, if a person eats matzah b'erev Pesach, kibba al arusa se'yabes chamav, it's as if he was boil his arusa in his father-in-law's house. Now we know that an arusa, Owen who's halachically engaged, she had erusin but not nisuin, she's usher to everyone in the world, she's technically mutter to her arusa, but really al pi halacha, she has to wait till nisuin. And so it's a terrible thing for him to be boil her in his father-in-law's house. And v'al b'al arusa se'yabes chamav, if he's boil her in his father-in-law's house, like it, he gets malchus. It's malchus mardos, it's malchus derabanan, but he still gets malchus. And it's the same thing with eating matzah erev Pesach. We want to come into Pesach b'te'avon, eating matzah with a geshmak and with a bren. So how could you eat matzah before Pesach? Tell me if a bris reviewed him b'seiroim, where he tells us bein chametz bein matzah aser, that it's aser to eat both chametz and matzah before Pesach. And Reb Simon says b'shem Reb Shubin Levi that Rebbe loyha echol chametz loy matzah. Rebbe didn't eat chametz or matzah erev Pesach. Loy matzah, he didn't eat matzah min hadad Reb Levi because what Reb Levi says v'loy chametz, he didn't eat chametz either min hadad Reb Yudim b'seiro, based on what Reb Yudim b'seiro just said. Ask the Gemara if Rebbe talmid Reb Yudim b'seiro hava. Rebbe was a talmid Reb Yudim b'seiro that he goes like him that he didn't even eat chametz erev Pesach. The Gemara says loy, he wasn't talmid Reb Yaakov ben Kudshai hava. He was a talmid Reb Yaakov ben Kudshai. Elo begin to have bechor. It's because he was a bechor, and we know there's something called tainus bechiras. The bechiras have a minig to fast erev Pesach, and so that's why he didn't eat anything, not chametz or matzah. However, Amar of Manor Manu says that no, Reb Yoina Abba have bechor v'have achel. Reb Yoina, my father, he was a bechor and he would eat erev Pesach. And Rav Tanchuma further clarifies loy min ada. It's not because of this whole concept of bechiras el min ada. It's because of the following: Rebbe istinus hava. Rebbe was very finicky. He was an istinus and can have achel b'yumama. If he ate in the day, meaning if he ate in the morning, loy have achel b'ramsha. He wasn't able to eat in the evening. And so v'lo loy have achel hachel b'yumama. Why wouldn't he eat over here during the day? Erev Pesach kadei sheyikonos l'matzah b'tayva. So he should come into Pesach and eat matzah b'te'avon with a geshmak, with a desire. But again, that's because he was finicky. He had a small stomach. He didn't have so much of an appetite, and that's why he didn't eat erev Pesach, not chametz or matzah, and has nothing to do with him being a bechor. Now the Gemara moves on to discuss haseba. We had said in the Mishnah that everybody has to do haseba. Everybody has to recline lel haseder. So Rav Levi tells us lafisha derech avadim lias eichlin mu'omed. Since avadim, slaves, they eat standing, v'kan lias eichlin mesubin. Over here, lel Pesach, we have to eat reclining loydia shiyatz me'avdos lecheros to show that the yidden went me'avdos lecheros. Now we're free people. We're not avadim, so we eat reclining. Rav Simon says b'shem Reshubin Levi oisay kezayis shadim yisabeh Pesach tzorich lechamesev. Is that kezayis of matzah that a person is yotzi with lel haseder? That's what he has to eat b'haseba. That's what he has to recline for. Rabbi Yosi ba kumi Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Yosi asked in front of Rabbi Simon. Afilu evid lefnei rabbi. Does an evid recline in front of his master? Afilu ish lefnei baila. Does a woman recline in front of her husband? It's not the norm for them to do it the rest of the year. So do they do so lel Pesach or not? Pebezon bez on top. Amalei, he told him biribi, which means you're gadol, you're a great person. Ad kan shemati. Only up until here I heard from my rebbe, and I didn't hear from my rebbe whether or not an evid or an isha do haseba. Now we go on to explain the last din of the Mishnah, which had said a poor person, even if he receives from the tamchui, we have to make sure that he gets 4 cups of wine. Now the question is, what's the chiddush in that? Why don't we just say that everybody has to have 4 cups, or even poor people have to have 4 cups? Why dafka say even somebody getting from the tamchui? So Amar v'chibar Ada, he says l'fisha ein ariv l'adam lechem anakupa. It's not pleasant, it's not sweet, it's not geshmak for a person who gets money even from the kupa, which we had explained is when a person is poor and doesn't have enough money for his week of expenses, so he gets a stipend once a week from tzedaka. It's not sweet for him to have such things. V'kan over here, the chiddush is afilu min hatamchoi. Even though a person is so poor, he has to get food every single day from the gabay tzedaka. That's the tamchoi. That's the food distributed. It's collected from all the townspeople and is given to the poorest of the poor. Even such a fellow, who most definitely doesn't have a geshmak from his food and what he's eating, we still have to make sure that even he has 4 cups of wine. We move on to another topic. Tanu v'braisa tzarchu adam sameach as ishtev as banav beregel. A person has to be sameach. He has to gladden his wife and his children on Yom Tov. The question is, how does he gladden them? Beyayin, with wine. So make sure your wife and kids have geshmak wine to drink. However, Yudam Rebuda says that no. Nashim b'roi lohen, uktana b'roi lohem, women, that which is fitting for them, and kids, that which is fitting for them. Nashim b'roi lohem, what's considered roi for women? Kigayin misanim tzlulim, such as shoes and belts or little pieces of jewelry and trinkets. Uktana b'roi lohem, what does it mean kids? What's good for them? Kigayin gozim luzim, like different types of nuts. And Amrin, they said that Havrib Tarfin Avin Kain, Rav Tarfin would do this. Now we get into discussion of the Dalar Kaisas. Ask the Gemara Minay Larba Kaisas. How do we know that there's a chiv to drink 4 cups of wine? Lala Seder. So B'yechan says B'shem Rabbanoya, Keneged Arba Geulais. It's Keneged the 4 Lashonis of Geula, of redemption, that are stated in the Pasuk. What does it say? L'chein Emor L'bnei Yisrael Ani Hashem, V'hitseisi Eschem V'gaymer, V'lokachti Eschem Lila Am V'gaymer. And the Gemara doesn't bother quoting the rest of the Pesukim. It just says, what are the 4 Lashonis of Geula? V'hitseisi, V'hitsalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti. Now Rav Shimon Levi Amar, he says, Keneged Arba Kaisas Shal Paroi. It's Keneged the 4 times the word Kais is said by Paroi. We know when Masara Mashkim and Sara Eifim were in jail with Yosef, they had dreams. And what was the dream related? V'kais pari biyadi, I was holding the cup of pari in my hand. V'ekach san novim, and I took the grapes. V'eschot oisam el kais pari, and I squeezed them into the cup of pari. V'eten es ha-kais al kaf pari, and I placed the cup on the palm of pari. And then Yosef had said, v'sato kais pari biyadi v'gaymer, you're going to be saved, and you're going to end up once again placing that cup in the palm of pari. And all this is merumas to the geul of Am Yisrael. Now Rebbe Levi says, k'neged arba malchiyos, the 4 cups of wine that we drink correspond to the 4 malchiyos Malchias, the four nations that subjugated us, which is the Kazdim, Madai, Yavon, and Edom, and how they're all going to be destroyed. Now, Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Keneged Arba Kaisis Shal Puranis, Shakash Baruch Hu Asa Lahashkes is Umas Ha'olam. The four Kaisis correspond to the four Lashinas of cups regarding punishment that Kaisis Baruch Hu is going to proverbially give the Umas Ha'olam to drink. What does the Pasuk say? Kichayim Arashem Elke Yisrael Elai, Kachas Kais Hayayin Hachema V'Gaymer. So we see there's this cup of wine of anger, and that's being spilled on the nations. We have another Pasuk that says, Kais Zav Bavel Biyad Hashem. Then we have another Pasuk that says, Kichayis Biyad Hashem, Yamtal Rishayim, Pachem Esh V'Gafres, V'Ruach Zalafais, Menas Kaisam. So we have these four Lashinas of Kais in regards to the punishment of the nations. Now we just ask, Mao Menas Kaisam. What does it mean, Menas Kaisam? Rav Hovan Amar, he explains, Dilfi Paitirin, Kin Dilfi Paitirin Achar Merchatz. To a cup that's called Dilfi Paitirin, this was a cup of spiced drink that one would drink after they left the bathhouse. Usually the bathhouses were very hot and full of steam, and they would wear a person out. So they would have to drink this spiced drink to give them kayach, and that's what Hashem is going to do. He's going to pour cups of punishment on the Umas Ha'olam, and then afterwards, they're going to be so worn out, like leaving a bathhouse, and he's going to say, you know what? Here's another cup. Here's the Dilfi Patirin, and that's what it means by Menas Kaisam. Now, Lacham continue explaining, there are these four cups of punishment to the Umas Ha'olam, Uchenegdan, corresponding to them, also Gosh Baruch Hu Hashkes Yisrael, Arba Kaisishol Nechamais. Hashem is going to give four cups of Nechama, of consolation to the Yidden to drink. What does the Pasuk in Tehillim say? Hashem Menas Chalki V'Kaisi. Another Pasuk says, Dishanta B'Shem and Roshi, Kaisi Revaya. And then we have another Pasuk that says, Vadein Kais Yeshuas Esa. When it says Kais Yeshuas Esa, Train, that's referring to two cups. That's because it really could have said Kais Yeshua Esa, a cup of salvation. But instead it says a cup of salvations, which means multiple cups. So it's four cups altogether. Now we bring another thing from Masechta Shabbos. Taman Tanin over there, Masechta Shabbos, we learned, Hamotzi Yayin, if a person carries wine out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which we know is also to be Motzi from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how much wine is he going to be chayiv for carrying out? Kedem Zigas HaKais, the amount necessary to be Mezig HaKais. Now we know that back in the day, their wine was very strong, and you couldn't drink it without Meziga. You had to dilute it, three parts water to one part wine. So the amount of raw wine, undiluted wine, one is chayiv for carrying out, is the amount necessary to be Mezig a full cup. Now Rabbi Yishael and Rabbi Yeshia, he asked Rabbi Yeshia, Kamu Shiran Shakaisis, what is the shear of a cup? You say a person's chayiv for carrying out, Kedem Zigas HaKais, but how much is a Kais? So Ramalei told him, Nilmud Sasim and Afurish. Let's learn that which is closed from that which is Mefurish. The Tanur Bechir Bechia taught, Arba Kaisa Sha'amru, the four cups of wine, which we drink on Lela Seder, Yeshan Revias Yan Bitalki, their shear is a Revias of Italian wine. So we learn from here that a Kais of drinkable wine is a Revias, that's a quarter of a lug. And since we know the proportion of water to wine is 3 to 1, that means that a quarter of a lug of raw, undiluted wine is called Mezigas HaKais, because that's the amount that's necessary to dilute with water to reach the size of a full kais. Now, we have another thing like this regarding Hilchos Shabbos. Tamar Tanur over there, Masechta Shabbos, we learned, Mefan Nafilu Arba B'Chamish Kupais, that if one needs to clear space on Shabbos, they can clear away even 4 or 5 boxes, and it's not considered a tircha. It's not like overworking on Shabbos. And once again, Rabbi Zayar asked Rabbi Yeshia, Kama Hishir Shal Kupa, what's the size of these boxes that are allowed to be schlepped away? So Amar Lei told him, Nilmud Sasam Mefurish, let's learn that which is closed from something which is clear. It's open. The Tanin Taman, we have Mishnah over there. This is from Masechta Shkalim. It refers to the Machza Shekel, which was given every single year. And what does the Mishnah say? B'Shalish Kupais, Shalish saw in terminus halishka, that when they would go in to take machza shekel in order to refill the boxes to be able to use that money to buy karbanis and other things that are necessary in the base of mikdash, they would take 3 boxes each that are 3 sa'a. That's what it means to be tarim the lishka, to take this money out of the lishka, out of the chamber where it is. But we see that a standard size box is 3 sa'a. Now, just going back to the wine case, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says between Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yudahi, this sheet that we just said of wine being kedei mezigas hakais, that sheet is Rabbi Yudah. The time, because we have a brass that tells us mayim kedei gemia, the amount of water that a person is going to be chayv for carrying out on Shabbos is just a swallow full, whereas Rabbi Yudah says kedei mezigas hakais, the amount of mezigas hakais. So we see this idea of mezigas hakais is sheet is Rabbi Yudah. Now we have another question regarding wine, mazug bakama. Let's say we already have pre-diluted wine. How much of that is going to be chayv for carrying out on Shabbos? Regarding wine that's not diluted yet, so we understand it has to be kedei mezigas hakais, because that's the standard amount of wine that you're going to dilute, a kais full, a cup full, which is a revias. But what about if you already have pre-diluted wine? Maybe one's chayv for carrying out even less than a kais full, because you're already able to drink it. And the answer is mishmina adults. Learn from the following. We had just quoted mayim kedei gemia, one is chayv for carrying out a swallow full of water. Pegim lomraf on top, whereas Rabbi Yudah says kedei mezigas hakais, it's mezigas hakais. We have another brass that says yayin kedei gemia, the one is chayv for carrying out a swallow full of wine. And Rabbi Yudah says that no, kedei mezigas hakais. And so we clearly see that in the second brass that we quote of yayin kedei gemia, we're talking about wine that one could already drink. It's already diluted. It's not raw, undiluted wine. And that's obvious from the Tanakama's Shita, that he says, Yayin Kedei Gemia, even just a swallowful of wine, one is chayav for. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yudah says, Kedei zakayis. So we see that even when the wine is diluted, Reb Yehuda holds one is still only chayiv for carrying out a full kais. Now we have a different shita. Kami shirun shel kaisas. What is the shear of a cup? So Rav Mana says tirturon revia. It's a tirturon and a quarter, and that's different than what we've been saying up until now. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about the dalad kaisas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.